Available on iTunes and Amazon.
Hello, everybody. This is Ron from the Creation Light Shift. And we're here again to do some healings with everybody and to talk about why the Light Shift is here. So, just briefly, the Light Shift comes once every 2,000 years to help all sentient beings across the universe in the light to do the ascension process. This also includes planets and everything else. And so, in this process, what happens is, because of the darkness that was not created by the light, that is kind of like creeping into the territory of light, and we can just kind of look and see how our planet is. You know, that's kind of a no-brainer that we kind of lost the love and light energy here and the compassion, you know, toward humanity. This is the darkness coming in here to sidestep us so that we're not completely in the light being loving beings. So what happens is the light shift comes once every 2,000 years to eliminate the darkness. And the way it does that is it actually dematerializes the whole universe instantly, like a blink of an eye. And then at that point in time, if you're able to hold spirit energy in your physical body, which is a spirit that was born to you in this lifetime, then you are able to do the ascension process. It's as simple as that. The hard part is that most people are only 20% in their bodies. And like I say, if you're not home, who is? And so if you're only 20% is, then you have 80% of entities. And this is why people have problems living a peaceful life here, because entities would like to work their life through you. Instead of your spirit working with you, you have entities working through you, using your body, just like you are like a remote-controlled robot in a sense, or like the marionette controlling the robot, I mean the puppet. So what you want to do is to get fully into your body so that you can do the ascension process. The next question is people ask me, well, what about my son or my daughter or my parents? Well, it's up to them to be in their body fully too. And if you're not in your body at the ascension time, then your body will not be rematerialized again. Remember, everything is going to be turned off. There's no trauma to experience. It's just a choice. And so the choice to you is, how much do you love your body? You were born into your body 100%, and if you can hold that energy in your body 100%, then you can do the ascension. So the whole thing is, are you able to walk and live with your spirit energy in your body in this lifetime? And if you can't, then that's the gift to your body. As far as worrying about if a family member is not going to ever exist again, well, the body will not. But the spirit always stays in the light. And then at that point in time, you have free choice to go to where you wish to go to in the frequencies of light, in the creation of light, to move on. And that's kind of what happens. During the time when the light shift does not come, and it basically comes at the end of each 2,000-year cycle, and it stays just briefly for a short time. In that time, the light shift puts in place other more advanced beings above us, you know, with their maybe technologies or consciousness to help and guide us and protect us. And these advanced beings are overseers, and we have the Galactic Federation here to give us our spiritual teachings and to help us with our healings and everything else. Well, the Galactic Federation, because if you notice, the planet here is in kind of disarray. We have a lot of pollution here. We have a lot of people who like to control other people. And so, as I say, as above, so below. So the Federation is not holding spiritual integrity that the Creation Light Shift gave to them for them to help us. And this is why we have, and if somebody's listening, you may have had this happen to yourself, or you may have known somebody, like, you know, the most probably awful thing is to be abducted by some alien spaceship and being experimented with. Well, why does that happen? It's because the Galactic Federation is a part of that organization, and they allow, and are allowing this to happen daily. And so it's not just them doing it. It's the races that they allow to come in here to prey on us. So that's kind of all that I want to say about that. So when the Galactic Federation truly comes into 100% light at that point in time, we will not have wars here, and they can do all this work instantaneously and take away the bad pollution of our waters, you know, the bad weather that we have, and everything else. They have the technology to do that, which they have done in the past, I'm sure, but we just don't know about that. So we're just kind of waiting to see, you know, where they stand on what side of the fence. Right now, the light on the planet is only 39%, which means that we have 61% darkness. And at that point, you know, we're still waiting for them to come in and help us. There's a lot of people out there doing the channelings over, you know, probably the last 20 years or so about this type of federation, that federation, this type of command, that type of command. And they all sound very nice. And the bottom line is, you know, like on that old TV commercial, where's the beef? What are they doing? Are they actually here to help us? We get all this beautiful lip service, and they tell us what kind of beautiful people we are, but they have not come here to help us out instantaneously, which they can do very, very easily. So, and then they use the terms, you know, law of interference, that we can't interfere with you and your spiritual growth, but yet they're allowing us to be abducted, and they have this awful mind control being transmitted to us off planet. So when they finally come into the light, we will see heaven on earth here. Until they do, we just have lip service from different beings that may be from the darkness channeling the light, you know, in the portrayal of the light. And at that point, you get this wonderful information, but it does nothing for you except, you know, strip your emotions. So basically, all that you have to count on for yourself, which is what our show is all about, is to go inside of yourself and connect to your spirit. This show is mainly to connect you to the divinity of who you are, and not to go outside of yourself looking for false information or teachings, because your spirit has all the information that you're ever going to need in this lifetime and in all lifetimes. So you're here now to this ending time of the universal shift, to get fully into your body so that you're able to come forward and take your body with you. Remember, your body needs you to do this work. It can't do it by itself. And it needs you to release your consciousness from the dense energies, the emotional traumas, and everything else that you're hanging on to for the universal shift. And the sad thing is that the Galactic Federation has these teachings, and they should have come down here and helped you out with this 500 years ago. And at this point in time, you'd already be cleared out enough, because your parents would have worked on themselves, and they would have given birth to a person that was much cleaner than they were when they were birthed. So basically, we're here now on the very ending steps of this universal shift, desperately trying to figure out spirituality, which is inside of you. You can't buy it. It's not outside of yourself. But you have to do that drop from your ego self, from your consciousness of your mind, into your heart center. Other than that, you'll probably get entities talking to you, which is what the dark side really loves, to take you off your spiritual path so that your body will not ascend. And they don't want you to ascend because, remember, it's at the very ending times, and they want to keep your energy system. So you don't want to cord anything. You don't want to go outside of yourself. You want to stay inside to regain your spiritual identity and who you are. So in this program, we're going to be doing a lot of healings, and we'll have Sylvia come on in a few moments here. But what we're going to do first is to help you in regaining this here. So we're going to do a chakra alignment. This will get your energy of your body fully energized so you can accept more healing energy as your spirit comes into you. So here we go. We're now going to go to your heart center. This is where your spirit resides. So we're going to awaken that up for you so that your spirit can do the work that it needs to do to help heal your physical body. So we're going to take your heart chakra now and move it around slightly. There we go. Go to your throat chakra. Wonderful. Third eye. Wonderful. And go down to your power chakra. Great. And moving a little bit around now, your second chakra and first chakra. There we go. So I'm going to do an opening now. Just sit back and relax. The light ship is doing all this work for you. They're here to help you at the ending times here, but it's up to you to get fully into your body. They can't do that for you. It's your physical choice whether you want to be in your body or not, and how much work you want to do that process. It's kind of like, you know, you're going to college and maybe you want to be an athlete. How much work do you want to do to do that, you know, 5-mile run? Do you want to just do a little bit and not be the winner, or do you want to succeed 100%? This is your choice. And the Lightship's viewpoint on this basically is that humanity here has had 4,000 years to do this work. And your spirit knows inside of you that this is the time. But have you connected to your spirit? So the whole thing is to get your divinity recognized inside of yourself. So now we're going to go to your heart center and open it up for more healing for yourself. So heart chakra, I'm going to use the word spin to increase it. So spin, open. Go to your throat chakra, spin, open. Go to your third eye, spin, open. Power chakra, spin, open. And moving down now to your second chakra, spin, open. And first chakra, spin, open. Wonderful. And now, like we said earlier, we have entities in us. People can have thousands of entities. That's 1,000 with an S on it. Okay? And they come into you to get you off your spiritual path, to tell you different thoughts. And it's up to you to release these. So we're going to help you with this process right now so you can regain more of your spiritual integrity in your heart center. So we're going to start working with you. And you may feel the energy change, maybe on the outside of your body or the inside of your body. And hopefully this will happen, and you're going to feel a little more awake and present. And we're releasing them right now from you. Like I said, there could be thousands of them attached to you, telling you all different thoughts, what's right and wrong. And until you go to your heart center, you're never going to know the truth. Okay, we're going to bring you more to your body now. So we're cleaning your beautiful spirit, taking away the densities that it got imprinted on it from the emotions. Remember, emotions are judgment. That's not a divine energy. So here we go. Coming into your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Perfect. And we'll do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You may feel your spirit actually joining you during this counting down process. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Again, we'll do some more clearing here of entities. And just take a deep breath. You may start to feel yourself becoming more present in your body. And it's up to you to regain this spiritual identity of who you are. There we go. Bringing more in of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Do one more clearing here. Okay, and bringing more of you in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There, you should feel a little heavier in your body as your spirit enters it. And we're going to do now the wonderful session where you come from your conscious mind and go into your heart. This is where you want to get your true spiritual guidance. Remember, your guidance inside of your head could be entities talking to you, or it could be your ego self. It has nothing to do with your spiritual guidance. And you get a lot of false information this way. So you want to stay out of your head and go to your heart. This is the teachings of Jesus. So, you know, once you start understanding that that the Lightship was working through Jesus for his teachings and his healings here, you'll start to understand what this show is all about. So here we go. I'm going to drop you down now into your heart center. And visualize, if you like, the 10th floor being your forehead, your conscious thoughts. And your heart is the first floor, like an elevator going down. So here we go. Dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There, I'll do it one more time here. We have a few people that need a little more work. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Beautiful. So just kind of stay there now, and you can feel your energy in your heart. And what we're going to do today is, I'm sure Sylvia will talk about it, we're going to bring in the divine energies from the light ship of the different archangels. So I'll turn it over to you, Sylvia.
Thank you, Ron, and welcome, everybody. As Ron said a few minutes ago, this show, this radio program is devoted to healing and the teachings from the Creation Light Ship. And on the Creation Light Ship, we have the many saints, angels, and masters existing in their pure divine essences. And Ron is able to bring those into us so that we can resonate with them in our heart center and experience those beautiful energies as they come to us. And we can ask them for healing and guidance in that way. So we'll be doing that throughout this week. If you'd like to, after our program today, you can scroll down to the bottom of the Creation Light Ship page, and you'll be able to see what we're going to be doing on each of the programs for this week. And, of course, once we get into the programs, since they are live, we just kind of see where things go, what direction they take, and so there's always wonderful things that happen in addition to our plans that we make. And one of those elements is the fast chat questions that you ask, which we love to get. If you're new to the program, you can click on BBS Fast Chat from the Creation Light Ship page. There's a link to it right under the beautiful light being on your screen, and that brings up a window so that you can ask your questions for Ron. So speaking of those questions, before we get into more of our subject for today, we've got a couple of questions based on what Ron was talking about earlier. So, Ron, I'd like to ask you those before we go on.
Sure, that's fine.
Okay, and the first question is, what is the minimum percentage necessary to qualify at the time of ascension? And I believe that's referring to how much do you have to be minimally in your body?
Well, you have to be in your body 100%. Remember, your spirit has to connect to every single cell of your body in order to take your body with you. So if you're only half in your body, what half is it going to take? Your body won't exist with only half of it there, okay? Or if you're, maybe 5% in, maybe it could take your arms with, but what about the rest of the body? So you have to be 100% in your body. You have to hold all of your spiritual integrity. This is what's so important. When a baby is born and you see that beautiful life force energy, it's 100% in its body. So that's the whole thing. You have to get back to being innocent. And the innocence, like a baby, is getting rid of the judgment and being able to integrate with yourself. And so that's kind of it in a nutshell. You have to be in your body completely, and you should be in your body right now. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. We have another question, which is, are you able to see, when you look at a person, how many entities that person has?
Yeah, I can tell, but it doesn't really matter, because the whole thing is that regardless how many you have, you must be in your body. Now, being in your body means that your spirit has to be in your body, okay? So I think that's probably kind of known by most people, but if not, you have to have your spirit in your body. One way to tell when you're not in your body is by looking in a mirror. If your eyes look glossed over, or if you went out maybe and you had a bunch of drinks in a night, and naturally your spirit will not be in your body because it doesn't want to deal with those low densities. And the low density just means that it has to be conscious, fully conscious with you. And if you're not conscious, then there's no need for you to have a spirit with you because it can't guide you. And so this is why you need to be in your body. Another way you could tell is if you happen to get startled very easily sometime and your body jerks. Well, the jerking is telling you that you were out of your body previously and you jerked because your spirit did like a crash landing because your body got startled and it was there to protect you and to help you, to give you guidance. And when you're not on your body, you have no psychic radar. So your psychic radar that you would have had if you would have been in your body, would have told you that something around you is happening. So you got startled and you jumped because you're out of your body. And it's how much you're in or out. Being in is one thing, but you want to get fully into your body. So how many entities you have, that to me is meaningless. You have to just keep working and working and working to get them out of you. so you can unite with your spirit. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, we have a comment from one of the listeners on the fast chat saying that they feel larger than their body. Can you address that?
You could have a large spiritual presence around you, which could be your spirit. You know, I would. That's what I would probably guess. Hope that answers your question. So your spirit is very powerful, like the earth spirit is as big as the earth. So, you know, maybe your spirit could be slightly outside of yourself, too, and you're feeling the presence around you of your spirit not being in your body because it cannot come in because of entities preventing it from coming into your body. So that could be another answer to the question, and it's another interesting topic. As you, not for the person that wrote the question, but as you project yourself out of your body to cord things, to do different things, what can happen is you're allowing entities to come into you, and that also, as you force your spirit out to go look at something, then at that point you're not allowing it to come back in because the entity's taken their place. So you could actually feel your divine essence around you by actually having it kicked out of you or forced out of you through sacred practices, through giving your energy away to something. So there's a lot of things that happen there, but I hope that answers your question. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, let's see. Next question is from a listener that I believe it sounds like she was with us on Saturday when we went to the Creation Light Ship, and she's saying that she accidentally fell asleep last time and is wondering if she still received the healing.
Yes, once I connect with you, you are getting this healing, yes. So whether you're asleep or not makes no difference during the calls that you're connected with. So, yes, sometimes the body needs to actually go to sleep so that it can integrate more energies with you. And sometimes the falling asleep actually takes the barriers down of the ego so you can accept more healing. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Okay, one more question before we move on, and we'll take more questions later, of course. But the question is, what recharges babies 200% after dying previously with less? I guess it's asking, you know, a person dies with less than 100% of their spirit energy in their body, and then if they're reincarnated and they come into a baby's body 100%, you know, how is that able to happen? What recharges them?
Well, the energy from your spirit as it's floating around out there is collected, hopefully by the other parts of your spirit at that time, because it has no attachment to any physical form. And then at that point, it should be whole and complete. That's not always true, though, because people have past lives, and you're connected to past lives and parallel lives also. It gets to be very confusing, and I could probably talk for an hour on that subject. But the main thing is what you have in this lifetime is what you need to regain your spiritual integrity with. And so whatever is in you is what you need to fully have it embody you. And then you can do additional work on yourself to bring back fragments of you that are lost or maybe held captive by the dark side through maybe past life affiliations with the dark side. I get people who call me up and they say, gee, Ron, you know, this lifetime I really want to be a good person because I know in the past I've actually killed people or I have this dark side affiliation maybe 500 years ago, and I have vivid memories of this here. And I was definitely in the darkness, and I was attached to maybe demonic rituals and et cetera, and maybe even dark side ETs, and I want to become in the light this time. So at that point, you know, you still have to regain your spiritual integrity to come back into yourself because those energy cordings are still there. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I said we'd take up more questions later, but there is one more that appeared on the fast chat that I really would like to address before we move on because it's an important one. And the question is practicing astral projection wrong?
Well, you're going out of your body, and you're not supposed to go out of your body. So, you know, astral projection is just another thing that people can do. That realm exists. Remember, all that you should have in your body is you. And there shouldn't be any other consciousness outside of yourself. Remember, these energies are brought here by the Galactic Federation and the dark side to play with you, to give you a different way of living, to have a different consciousness. Remember, you're here in this lifetime, which should be with your spirit, to enjoy the earth. And I get a lot of people who talk to me and they say, gee, Ron, I really don't want to be here. I want to be somewhere else. I really like going out to the astral plane because life is too rough here on the earth. Or I like to meditate a lot where I can go out of my body and get relief from the traumas that I've been through in my lifetime. Well, you're here in this lifetime to live it now, fully with your spirit. And so don't take any of these dark energies that the dark side brought here to sidestep you from being in your body, because you must be in your body for the ascension. So let's look at it another way, okay? Your body right now is here, and it's lived many lives genetically, okay? So who you are is your ancestors. And so all those lifetimes are now put into your body, and you're, like the physical form of your ancestors walking right now. And so your body now has a chance to leave, to go through its own spiritual growth, to be able to turn into light, and to live in another consciousness. And so why would you want to dilute yourself by playing games with your spirit going out to other locations in the universe or other dimensions, when your whole soul purpose for being here in this lifetime is to have your body ascend? This is why you're born right now. It's not to go out and do other things. Your body would love to do the ascension. You know, how much do you love your body? Because it's crying for the ascension. It only happens every 2,000 years. In the last 2,000 years, because the Galactic Federation killed Jesus, Jesus did not reach enough people on his ascension teachings and healings. And so now you have 4,000 years of this time. So your body, in a sense, has waited 4,000 years for the ascension process. Why would you want to betray your body? Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's bring in our first energy, and then we can address the other questions that are on the fast chat for people. So today we're going to focus on the angelic realm and the archangels, and also bring in the host of angels. So I guess, Ron, over to you to just start with whoever you would like to come in right now.
Okay, so what we're going to do is bring in the energy of Archangel Michael, first of all. Now, this energy was created by the Creation Lightship, and we're going to bring in the original divine spirit energy of Archangel Michael. The same energy has come down through the ranks, we'll say, through the different dimensions, and also is with the Galactic Federation, okay? So I want you to listen very closely to what I'm saying to you here, because we've done this on previous shows. The Galactic Federation, because it's only, 39% of the light, can only bring to you Archangel Michael and 39% light energy. Then they can also bring in the funny stuff, the negativity, and the false teachings that right now would be the remainder, which would be 61%. So what I'm going to tell you to do, and if you can listen to me very closely here, you probably have all called upon the different archangels in your lifetime, maybe for meditations and practices. So these energies were not coming from the Creation Lightship directly. They came from the Galactic Federation. This is why you find that most of the channelings that you find from these people channeling these energies are not completely whole and complete. There are some that are probably wonderful, okay? Now what you want to do, whenever you bring an energy to yourself, okay, you must, and I use the word must, connect to the spirit inside of you. And your spirit in your heart center then needs and must connect to these energies. Otherwise, you're going to be getting a mixed bag of tricks, and it will not be completely in the light. And that's the difference. So we're bringing in this energy from the light ship, which is pure 100% light frequency, to you. And I want everyone to connect to their heart center like we just previously have done. That connection is created for you. This is why I do this on every show, so that you can regain your spiritual integrity. So after this show is over, whenever you bring in these masters or saints or angels, always go to your heart center and have your spirit connect to them. That way it's going to be pure light energy. And whatever is not in the light will not come through. So here we go. Archangel Michael from the Creation Light Ship is going to come into you with 100% light energy. So here he comes. So we'll increase the energy here. And if you'd like to bring up the Creation Light Ship insignia, it's underneath the light beam, or just click on the insignia in the center on the fast chat. And it's about maybe a fourth of the way, or about 40% down on your scroll bar. And just kind of watch it here if you like, and it's going to change colors slightly. And we'll bring in this beautiful archangel from the Creation Light Ship to you so you can partake in this wonderful divine energy. And each one of these archangels, in fact, all the energies are a little different because they all hold different light frequencies of the divine. And that's why they're here to help us. So here comes the energy now. And you should feel it come into your heart. Now, the light only works in the now. Anything that is not in the now, that is maybe readings or whatever, that's all projection of energy from thought. And that's the matrix. And it will give you the tendency of what could happen in the future. The past is already created, but the future, since the light only works in the now, there's no future. If you look at that and understand that, you're going to realize that how do people get predictions of the future? Well, they're reading the energy from the matrix, and that's a path that people can take if they choose to. But the light only works in the now. This is why when you're completely connected to spirit, there's no time. So here we go. This energy is coming in here, and you should feel it in your heart center. The divine energies never go to your head, okay? If you think you're channeling Archangel Michael or some other being and it comes into your head, then you're not there. You're not getting that information. You're getting entities posing as, a sheep in wolf's clothing, basically. And you're getting information that's not going to be valid to you. So we're going to put some music on now. This energy is here, and you should feel your heart expanding out with this beautiful energy of Archangel Michael. Bring in, this time has gone by so quickly here with all these questions. We'll bring in the energy now of, we'll bring an archangel in. How about Archangel Raphael here? So here comes Archangel Raphael. So coming in through the beautiful lightship insignia. And very nice as this energy comes in. This is just one frequency of the divine coming to help us here. And it's going to connect to your heart center. And wonderful. So, again, just sit back and relax. And here we go. bring in another archangel. We'll bring in Archangel Gabriel. So here comes Archangel Gabriel. So just sit back and relax and have this beautiful energy come in. And again, it comes in through your heart energy, not through your mind, not through your head. So here comes the energy. So just focus on the beautiful lightship insignia, and you're going to feel it now connect to your heart center. And it's a very, very peaceful, beautiful energy that you can partake with. This is just one frequency of the divine coming here. Another divine energy from the creation light shift. This is the pure essence form of this created spirit, and we know it down here by the vibrational frequency. And we'll bring it in again. Now, this is another one of Metatron. So here comes Metatron, and it's 100% divine spirit essence. So here we come, and just look at the beautiful light shift insignia, and it'll probably change colors on you as they normally do. Each one's a little different vibration. This is the different, say, flavors of the divine coming to you to help and assist you. But it only comes in through your heart. Here, and we'll bring in the energy of Melchizedek, Archangel Melchizedek. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 stronger. Oh, beautiful. So here it is. And again, just enjoy this wonderful energy in your heart center. Sylvia, we'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for those wonderful energies, and we'll take up some more questions on the fast chat. So we've got a couple of listeners that want to know, how do you stay in your body? How do you keep that spirit energy in yourself?
Conscious effort, basically. You have to keep checking yourself to be in your body. You can pinch yourself. You can go to your heart center and bring yourself back in. You just have to keep working on yourself. And your spirit has to be with you. So being in your body just means, you know, having your spirit with you. Doesn't mean grounding to the earth where you bring up negativity from the earth. Remember, when you ground to the earth, then you're taking on all the earth lessons, experiences, traumas, etc. That's a false teaching that somehow somebody put out there. It might be in the New Age movement, you know, years ago, but, you know, I don't know why people would ground to the earth, you know, because you're connecting yourself to someone else, to something else. And the planet's awfully big, and there's a lot of negative things happening on it. So, you know, you want to stay with yourself, connect to your heart center. This is the whole teachings of Jesus, to go within, connect to the divine. For me, it's just so simple, and I find it hard to at times believe or understand people ask questions that don't really pertain to that, and the whole thing is to get inside of your body. So just keep asking your spirit to help you connect with it inside of your heart center. It's very, very important. And then at that point, at some point in time in your life, which could be very, very soon, you're going to find that you're getting more spirit energy with you. But you have to kick out the entities also, because if they're in you, your spirit cannot come in because your space is filled up. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
So, Ron, could you talk for just a minute then on the process that people, well, it's not really a process, but what they could do to command entities out of themselves or their bodies, and also maybe about the affirmation of increasing their life force energy?
Yeah, that's one way you can do it. We'll do it real quick here. So, if everybody now, if you can put your hands in front of your heart center like you're doing a prayer, and then move your hands apart maybe about a foot to foot and a half, and then slowly bring them in, and you're going to find at some point some invisible ball tension there. You might be feeling your chi energy, your prana energy, whatever you want to call it. It's your life force energy. And when your hands are further apart, it won't be there, and as you move them in slowly, you're going to actually feel it can, you know, be there, like you're compressing a ball or a spring. And you have your body do this for you. Don't use your mind, because your mind may be looking in some other realm, other dimension, in the mind energy, and it's not in your mind, it's in your body. So have your body help you with this here. Now, what you're going to want to say out loud is, I now increase my life force energy. And it's a mantra, so to speak. You want to say it about 10 times. If you really want to heal yourself and get into more energy, say it about 100 or 200 times, but we'll do it 10 times together here. Now, each time you say it out loud, you first want to sample your energy, then you pull your hands apart further, maybe an extra foot, say the affirmation, and bring them in slowly, and you're going to feel that intention, that ball spring tension increasing. So we'll do it together now. So I'll start it off here. I now increase my life force energy. And now we can say it together. I now increase my life force energy. And keep moving your hands apart. I now increase my life force energy. 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 That feels very good. So each time you say it, you want to move your hands further apart and bring them in. When you're done, you're going to be having your hands alongside of you. And as you keep doing it more and more, you're going to feel your body get charged up. And 10 times is typically adequate. Do it like 4 or 5 times a day. And you're going to find yourself getting more of your spirit with you. And this is, you know, one simple way of doing this process. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so we've had a lot of comments and emails in the past from listeners using that life force energy to get, you know, practicing that each day to help get their spirit more into their body. And so it's very good. So let's see. Let's bring in some more of the divine energies, and then we'll take up some more fast chat questions. So
okay, we'll bring in, another archangel. Let's bring in Archangel Ariel.
Oh, great. Wonderful.
So go to the beautiful lightship insignia again, and remember these energies are only heart-connected. You will never find them in your head. If they're in your head, then that's an entity coming to you. They only connect to the heart. The lightship only works heart to heart, and that's the difference. The mind energy is the matrix, which is what you do not want to be in. That's what the Galactic Federation is endorsing and bringing us into these energies here of the negativity and the duality on our planet, controlling our thoughts. So here we go. Here comes Archangel Ariel. Very, very beautiful energy. And again, just sit back and relax. And this is part of the divine, just one little flavor of it, here to help you with healing. Another question on the fast chat?
Oh, yes, we have quite a number of them, so we'll try to get through them kind of quickly because our hour is almost over.
Well, they'll probably come on Wednesday then, huh?
Yeah, exactly. We have a question about, so at the time of ascension, a couple of questions. If people aren't prepared, then what will happen?
Well, if they're not prepared, the life form that they're in right now, this includes all life forms across the universe, will not exist. Nothing's going to exist at the time of ascension, except for the spirit energy that the lightship created. So your body is created from the energy from the planet here, in a sense, from the molecules and from all the different elements here. And so if you're able to hold spirit energy, your body will have everlasting life. It can go to a different dimension. Remember, a spiritual blueprint needs a spirit to be in it. Without the spirit in a blueprint, then you're not going to exist. It's much like having a balloon. You know, if the balloon is empty, it can't be a balloon, just a piece of rubber. When you put air into it, then it becomes a life form. So that's kind of how you have to look at it. It's no big deal. You know, if people die all the time. You know, even, you know, look at the graveyards filled full of people. The spirit is not in that grave. It's left. It's just that, you know, how much do you love your body? Do you want to have your body be, you know, live with immortality? It's up to you. This is your conscious choice. So there's nothing bad about it, or thinking, you know, that what's going to happen to my friends or my dog or my cat or my neighbors or my children, my, you know, whatever. It makes no difference. That's the thing that happens. And so it's up to you to have this gift. You want the gift or not. It's offered to you by the light ship. You know, whether you're conscious enough to know about it is one thing. Like I said, the Galactic Federation, you know, should have been teaching us about ascension the last 500 years. Where are they? Why haven't they? So, you know, they don't want you to ascend. That's the basic thing. They're here to give lip service for their teachings, but they're doing nothing about it for us. So that's my stand on it here. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, next question is regarding the parallel lives and the cording disconnection clearings that you do. Are those is that a one-time healing?
Yes, every healing that I do for anybody, it's a one-time healing. Only needs to be done one time, and it'll work from that point where we started, going back to your birth in this lifetime or to wherever it goes to, yes.
Okay, and we do have a number of other questions, but we only have 1 minute left for our allotted time slot today. So I've made a note of those questions, and we'll try to take them up on Wednesday if you can be with us at 7 p.m. Pacific. And I'll leave it to you, Ron. Maybe you have a chance to bring in the host of angels to leave people with today.
Sure. So if you want to come on our call on Wednesday night, we also do sessions for $20 for one-hour ship healings, Mondays and Fridays. So here comes the host of angels now. And we have a question here also as these host of angels come in about taking a shower, cleansing their body. Wonderful. Very good thing, and get rid of entities, make you feel better. That's one way to do it also. Remember, you're responsible for your own spirituality, and you must go inside to connect to your spirit and your heart center. Anything inside of your head is going to be entities, and you don't want to go there. You want to connect to your heart, to have the divine connect with you. And your spirit then needs to connect to whatever you choose to connect to outside of yourself. If you want to get energies like from these archangels or whoever else wants to come in, have your spirit do it for you so you don't have your soul stolen. So we'll be closing now. So blessings to all of you. And the host of angels now are with you. And have a wonderful day. Blessings to all.
Good night, everyone, and see you Wednesday.
Life high.